Amera Kane is starting to get winners all over the world, including some key runners here in Australia. And Colleen Banford joins us to talk more about a couple of those prospects, including Amarok, who looks one of the more talented of the bunch. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning, Joe.
Well, exciting times with Amera Kane. He's really starting to stamp his authority on the second season sire ranks.
Yes, he's right up there. And we're pretty confident that he's going to make it as a sire, and he certainly has started off this season very well.
He's had some nice winners in various parts of the world of late.
Yeah, he has some unusual ones too. He actually had a winner in Barbados a little while ago on, I know, which was quite funny. Adam Sangster tells him they have quite a nice track in Barbados. And he even had a two-year-old winner in Nevada just a couple of weeks ago on dirt over 1,000 metres. So he's getting them over all sorts of distances and all sorts of tracks.
Who would have thought Amera Kane would sire a winner in Nevada on dirt over 1,000 metres?
Yeah, I know. I was actually quite surprised. And when I watched the race, he really showed a heck of a turn of foot, which, you know, Amera Kane did win races as a two-year-old. And you know, a lot of people sort of think that he was just a stayer, but he won over 1,400 metres, and he had such a great turn of foot that there's no reason why he really shouldn't produce, you know, winners over all different distances.
And importantly, here in Australia, he's lately been getting some good winners too.
Yeah, well, he had he certainly started off this month very well. Amarok is, I guess, the standout at the moment, and he... when we retired Amera Kane to stud, we specifically got Robert Ralston, a bloodstock agent, to buy us some a dozen mares to put to Amera Kane, and several of them are Zabil mares. And I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Zabil's just the greatest broodmare sire ever, and I know he'll go down as being that. But one of these mares is Miss Shamrock, who is a half sister to Fighting Son, and I mean, it's just a really lovely family. And she was in fold to Spark Missile when we bought her, and we sold that one to New Zealand, and it's run quite a few placings over there, Philly. But we purchased Miss Shamrock with the, you know, specifically to put to Amera Kane. And now we've got Amarok, so we bred him, we put him in the yearling sales, but Mark Hoare from Pacific Bloodstock had seen him as a foal, and he always loved him, and he bought him, and the first question after buying him was, "Will you stay in?" And, of course, we said yes, which has been fantastic.
It sure has. And you've had just a bit of luck as an owner.
Yeah, we've had the odd winner or two, which is pretty fantastic, really. But, you know, the pressure's going to be on now for, you know, Amera Kane. It's very hard to say how good they all are until they're actually on the racetrack and they can prove it. But I've got quite a few people telling me that they've got a superstar in the making, so let's keep our fingers crossed for the rest of the spring carnival.
They can run, and they're nice types too, which makes them marketable at the yearling sales.
Oh, absolutely. See, Amera Kane was an exceptional individual as far as conformation and temperament was concerned. So, and he's really putting that into his foals. But the one thing was, Amera Kane, all through his career, he was incredibly sound, and you know, he was never lame. We never had a problem with any soundness issues. And, you know, a lot of that's got to do with his conformation, and he's certainly putting that into his foals. You know, Amarok's not an overly big horse, but he's certainly a very correct horse. And, he's our standout at the moment. So the decision at the moment is whether we keep going, because he has had a long preparation. But I think we're talking about, well, Darren Weir's talking about sending him in the Derby trial. It's either that or the paddock. Yeah, so I'm keeping my fingers crossed, and I'm hoping I'll head for the Derby trial.
And what are your longer-range plans to support this stallion as far as your broodmares go?
Well, we made some very nice purchases at the chairman sale early this year. We bought some beautiful mares, and we're still supporting him. We've got we bought another daughter of Let's Elope, and in fact the Gay Waterhouse and Dynamic Syndications have the first colt out of Paris Trist, who's the daughter of Let's Elope, and he's trialling on Tuesday. We stayed in him as well. We bred him. His name's Hotel Amour, and so far the reports on him are very good. But we've made, you know, we have specifically bought a lot of very, very well-bred, and I might add pricey, mares to put to American, so we want to give him every chance. Jerry Ryan's doing the same thing. So, you know, we really do believe in him.
And are you finding then within the breeding community that the mood is generally pretty buoyant around American at the moment, given the success that he's having and that good quality support that he's got coming behind him?
Oh, look, I mean, at this stage, and you know, the last year, I guess, since he's had two-year-olds that are in work with trainers, you know, it's very nail-biting. It's a time when, you know, it's a very fickle industry at times. People can go off very quickly. But so far, everyone that I've spoken to, the trainers, bloodstock agents, no one dislikes them. Everyone likes them. They've got good attitude. They're sound. And so far, the reports are really good. And look, it could be quite a funny story. My daughter actually bred her... She has a thoroughbred mare that she rode and was a dressage horse. But she's actually by... she's not terribly well-bred, but she's by a Sydney Cup winner, a horse that David Hayes trained. And anyway, so she's got a colt called him Mr. Worldwide, and he's actually in work at the moment. And he's showing really, really good ability. So that might be a really funny story one day that, you know, if he makes it. And so far, he's looking pretty good. So, yeah, look, we're quite confident. We're sort of waiting for, hoping over the spring carnival that we have a derby runner or you know, just a couple of nice races would be lovely. But not just us, but, you know, anyone that's got an American. And, I mean, there's a couple in today, not in Victoria, but up north, and so I'm following them all. But, you know, we've just got to keep our fingers crossed. And I'm pretty confident that American is going to make it as a stallion. So, yeah, and the talk around the traps is that everyone likes them so far and everyone's happy to have one in their barn.
Mm. And wonderful for the Victorian breeding ranks in general. It was a bold move to stand a Melbourne Cup winner at a major stud, but he's getting the support and now, importantly, the results, which will give him the momentum that he needs. And he still stands for a very reasonable fee.
Yeah. Well, you know, at this stage, like in the beginning, when he first went to stud, I think a lot of experts were surprised at the amount of really quality mares that he got. But there was, you know, that's what we had missing. We had missing a really well-bred, you know, stayer, basically, and that's not by Dane Hill or by a son of Dane Hill, or that, because most of the brood mares, you know, have got Dane Hill blood in them. So, you know, there was the opportunity to stand a horse like him. And, I mean, it's now at the point where, you know, a lot of people are buying stayers from overseas. Very hard to buy them anymore. We've got to breed them. And, you know, I think people started to sit up and realise that we needed a horse like American. And also, you know, Fiorente, there's others getting around now that will hopefully breed horses that can run in these staying races. And I think, you know, the BRC is now, Racing Victoria is now looking at putting on more races over distance for, you know, three-year-olds. So it's opening up the market, and there was an opening for a horse like American, and certainly with his breeding. So, yes, it was a brave move, but, you know, he'd given us an amazing ride. And, you know, a lot of people were very keen on breeding to him in that first year, and he, you know, he served quite a few mares.
Yeah, that's terrific. And he's also got a very talented trialer in Sydney this week.
Oh, with Hotel Amour?
Mm.
Yeah, well, Gay Waterhouse has got him, and Dynamic Syndications have got a pretty good opinion of him. Look, until they actually set foot in the track, it's very hard to know. But they've taken him along quite slowly, haven't rushed him. He's a big horse. He's trialling on Tuesday, so we're looking forward to that. But they do have a good opinion of him because Dynamic came back the next year and bought his full brother. So, you know, I guess wait till Tuesday, hopefully. It's only over a short distance. I think it's a 900-metre jump out on Tuesday. But hopefully he'll be heading to something, you know, during the spring carnival. But he's a lovely horse, Hotel Amour. And, you know, I mean, his sire won a Melbourne Cup and his grandmother won a Melbourne Cup. So, you know, you've got to think that he is a horse with a future in you know, some of those staying races.
Wow. Could you win another Melbourne Cup, do you think?
Oh, look, you know, winning one Melbourne Cup is beyond, you know, beyond everyone's dream. Or, you know, you think of having a runner in Melbourne Cup. We actually had five runners in the Melbourne Cup through the years. But to win a Melbourne Cup, you never really think you can do it. And then it happens. But to think that we might do it again, I don't know. It would be a fairy tale come true. But it would be very nice, that's for sure.
It's lovely to hear your passion about the breeding side of things and racing. You've been involved for a long time now.
Yes, we... look, we've actually got an old horse out in the paddock that Robert Ralston was bought as a yearling that we bought in New Zealand. And he's just about... Next week he turns 33 years old. And he won over $500,000. He still holds the track record for the Canberra Cup. And he's an old horse. His name's Native Neptune. And he's still here. So, you know, he wasn't actually our first horse either. So we have been in racing a long, long time. But he's still working. He's in a paddock with some little yearling fillies. And he's like the old grandfather that looks after them. So, yeah, and he's in really good nick. And a 33-year-old thoroughbred is very unusual.
Yeah, it is. He's obviously been very well looked after.
Yes. Well, he gave us a lot of fun. We had a lot of... Look, he was actually entered to run in the Melbourne Cup, and I think he would have, you know, he would have done a good job in it, but he ran on McKinnon Stakes Day and jarred up, so we didn't run him. But, yeah, he gave us a lot of fun. So, you know, we've had a lot of horses since then. We've had a lot of good runners. But, yeah, Americane is just... He's a once-in-a-lifetime horse.
Well, Colleen, great to see he's having success on the racetrack and getting more and more support from breeders around Victoria and beyond, both in the breeding barn and at the yearling sales. And look forward to seeing how that horse goes in Sydney this week in the trial.
Yeah, okay, that'd be look great. I mean, I'm pretty confident that he'll go okay. And, yeah, I know American has a big future.
Thanks for joining us on Talking Horses, Colleen.
No worries. Thanks for the call, Joe.